Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, a service of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. On the phone with me today is Randy Asbury, who is Executive Director of the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River, and he's from Higbee, Missouri. And we're talking today about the potential of another problem on top of what the Army Corps of Engineers has recently announced, that they would have two spring rises on the Missouri River in the coming year, in March and May of 2006. But there's another problem in addition to that that could affect farmers. And Randy, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, that's correct. We were put on alert at the Kansas City Annual Operating Plan meeting on November 15th that the Risk Management Agency would not insure any crop damage as a result of a man-made spring rise because it would not meet the criteria of an insurable loss within their basic provisions of their crop insurance policies. To be insurable, a claim must have a cause of loss that is, quote, must be due to a naturally occurring event, unquote. With that in mind, they're saying that a man-made spring rise is a man-made event rather than a naturally occurring event. Therefore, the crop insurance would not cover any loss due to that man-made spring rise.
Well, that doesn't really seem to make a whole lot of sense, since I thought the intent of these spring rises was to mimic nature, to do what they say would naturally occur.
That's correct. In fact, Attorney General Jay Nixon mentioned that in a letter that he wrote to the administrator of the Risk Management Agency regarding this said issue. It's a situation, unfortunately, where we believe a spring rise is unacceptable. We believe that the federal government not insuring a spring rise or damages as a result of a spring rise is flat-out unconscionable. This is ridiculous, and it's a situation where the right hand of the government has no clue what the left hand is doing. And in conversations I've had with various people between the agencies, a lot of finger-pointing is occurring. But unfortunately, again, the farmer is the one at loss at this point, not only due to the spring rise, but due to the fact that losses may not be covered, in fact, or at this point would not be covered, according to their crop insurance policies.
Where do we stand at this point with the proposal from the Army Corps to have these two spring rises? I know there was a series of public meetings. Have they made this a definite decision at this point?
A decision has not been made at this time. We are in a public comment period until December 16th. From that point in time, the Corps is supposed to take into account what those comments are, and then sometime in mid-January, we expect an announcement of what the decision may be. At this point in time, our expectation would be that we would have at least one, if not two, spring rises in 2006. I don't expect that because of the size of those spring rises, we would run into a test case on this crop insurance issue at that time, because they're fairly minor spring rises. But in 2007 and beyond, the likelihood of those rises being increased is very great. Therefore, we do run into this potential of an insurable loss not being insured, not being covered sometime in the future.
What should corn growers do about this situation at this point?
At this point in time, we need to be patient, I guess. We have called upon our congressional delegation to step into this issue. Attorney General Jay Nixon has already stepped into it and has drafted a letter. We're hoping that sometime here in the next few weeks, we will be able to get the Risk Management Agency to clarify this, and certainly clarify it in a manner that would be favorable to us. At that point, if that doesn't happen, there may be need to activate our grassroots base, and that, of course, would be the corn growers as well, to take some grassroots actions that would hopefully move this to a level that would be advantageous for us.
All right, thank you very much. That's Randy Asbury, who is the Executive Director of the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River. And that's Corn Talk for today. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.